Young children seem to have a foot of their consciousness in the enlightened door. They live in the moment and rarely speak of yesterday or tomorrow. They see the joy in nature's tiniest of miracles, and just by their nature can show reverence for all things. Are they living the enlightened state that we are seeking to experience? Were we all enlightened at one time in our lives and are now constantly searching so that we can re-experience it again in our lives? Next, David gives his thoughts on developing childlike awe.
The child is being distracted by the phenomena in the world. He's attached to them. He's trapped by them. So the child is distractible at every instant. And that's what drives their parents crazy, because they are so distractible. You take them with you into the supermarket, and instantly they're lost between the aisles. They're checking out the merchandise on the shelves because they're so distractible. Now, one transcends that distractibility, and one sees that that child's distractibility is what gives the mind its attraction. The person is entertained by their thoughts. The reason they're thinking all the time is because of the juice they're getting out of thinkingness. So the way to stop thinkingness is to look at what you are getting out of that thinkingness. You energize the experiencer, for one thing. When you look at what you're extracting out of thinkingness, you can let go of the desire of thinkingness, and thinkingness will stop. There's nothing there. And then you see that there's no one in the auditorium. The auditorium is empty, and that the infinite field is silent. The infinite field is silent. When you stop wanting to attract thoughts, when you stop extracting any gain from them, they stop. The reason you think is because you want to think. Well, you say, no, I don't want to think. I want my mind to be silent. I want to meditate. Well, that means that the gain, the desire, is hidden from you as yet. And you have to be more honest. You enjoy the entertainment. You enjoy the feeling that thinkingness gives you a sense of existing and being alive and that you are. It's subserving the illusion that you are a separate individual being having these unique thoughts. It's propping up the sense of an independent personal self. So the child is dealing with perception, with the perception, the witnessing of the visual phenomena. You might say a mystic would not be aware of the details, but you might say the enhancement of the presentation of creation. The witnessing of the beauty of God's creation in this form, or it could be in the form of the clouds, in the form of the sky, in the form of the rain. Everything testifies to the presence of God as the source and ongoing source of all of creation. The divinity is then present in all things, not more in this than in that. Otherwise, you'd say a brand new garbage can is more beautiful than a beat up old one. Nothing has more character than a nice old beat-up can slightly bent over with its lid almost falling off and a mouse running around the top. What could be more charming? A brand new one, you might say, looks awfully cheap and sterile. Anybody can have one of them. Well, it's like an old pair of shoes. I mean, anybody can have a new pair of shoes, you know? After they're all worn in, your favorite slippers are your favorite slippers.